Angeline's heart thumped inside her chest. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath, trying to calm the rapid thrust of the traitorous organ. All he had to do was say one word and she wanted him. It had always been that way, and no matter what she did, it didn't change. Lucien St. John, the Marquis of Severn, and heir to the Huntly Dukedom, and not to mention he was also her closest friend's older brother, and the one man she loved beyond reason. His dark hair and chiselled cheekbones gave him a sinfully gorgeous face, but his silver eyes spoke of a devilishness she could only guess at. He had always been a perfect gentleman with her, but she knew he had a wicked side. Not personally. No, she'd never been so lucky as to taste passion of any sort. Rumours spread in abundance of how roguish he was, and she'd always been green with envy. She wanted him to look at her and desire her, the same way she'd always longed for him. "Hello, Mother," he said, and leaned down to kiss the Duchess's cheek. "I hope I'm not interrupting." "Not at all, dear," the Duchess replied. "Are you here to join us for tea?" "I wish I could," he replied smoothly. "I'm here to see Father, but I wanted to come and say hello before we secluded ourselves in his office." "Estate business?" His mother lifted a questioning brow. "Never mind. I'm sure he'll tell me later. Are you sure you can't visit with us a little longer?" As much as Angeline loved studying the man who held her heart without him noticing, she had other things on her mind. If Lucien stayed, that would make her goal even more difficult to achieve. Besides, it was slowly killing her to be around him. Nothing brought out the doldrums quite like his continued oblivion. She might as well be invisible when Lucien was around. He didn't bother to greet her, unless good manners dictated he acknowledge her presence. Even now, he didn't turn his head and say the simplest of hellos to her or Amelia. He kept his attention focused on his mother. "I must decline." His voice even appeared to hold a tinge of disappointment. Angeline doubted Lucien held an ounce of regret inside of him. Sure, he loved his mother, but he'd been decreed the wickedest of rogues. He probably would rather spend time in the company of a more delectable sort of female. Lucien was nothing if not smooth. "Perhaps we can have a family dinner later this week." Angeline swallowed the distaste in her mouth. Why had she gone and fallen in love with him? He'd never love her in return. The Duchess smiled, happiness radiating from her. "What a lovely idea." She turned to Amelia. "You can help me plan it, dear." Then she glanced back at Lucien. "We'll send a note to your townhouse when we decide upon a date. Go meet with your father. You know how he hates to be kept waiting." "You're right," Lucien agreed. "Enjoy your tea." With those words, he left them alone in the sitting room. Angeline couldn't help staring at him as he exited. Her gaze seemed to naturally follow after him whenever he was in the immediate vicinity. Would she ever put her feelings for him behind her? She held back a sigh. It wouldn't help further her cause, any of them.